Fairness. Justicia. Bata pa lang alam na po natin ito. Bata pa lang pinaglalaban na natin ito. Kapag tayo nakikipaglaro sa mga kasamahan natin o sa mga kapitbahay natin, at kapag hindi nasunod yung patakaran ng laro, isa lang ang sinisigaw natin. Nandaya. Lumalaki tayo, tumatanda, nanonood ng sports sa TV or live, gaya ng basketball. Pag napansin natin, nagkamali ang tawag ng ref, anong sinisigaw natin? Luto. Ganon din naman po kapag yung politika na ating binoto at hindi nanalo, ang pakiramdam natin is may nandaya. O kaya naman, if justice is not served in the court of law, we cry out for justice. We post our comments. We type hate speeches. The need for justice is rooted deep in the fabric of humanity. But what about God? Paano naman ang Diyos? Is God fair? Is He just? Does God play favorites? Is His justice right? Is His justice good? Ano na mangyayari sa mga kriminal na hindi nabigyan ng tamang hustisya? O paano naman yung mga inosente na nakulong? Is God fair? Ngayong gabi na ito, Paul will answer our passage through our passage ngayong gabi. Tayo po ay nagpapatuloy sa ating sermon series sa pag-aaral ng letter ni Paul to the Romans that we call the Gospel of the Righteousness of God. So far na pag-aralan natin sa chapter 1, Paul announced na ang main theme ng letter ay matatagpuan sa chapter 1, verse 16 hanggang 17, that the Gospel of God is the power, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And then to verse 17, he said that the righteousness of God is revealed. And then in-explain na ang galit ng Diyos na nananatili sa mga unrighteousness. Nananatili sa mga pagan Gentiles because of their idolatry and their immorality. And we have seen that last couple of years ago. And while Paul was writing this, as this letter is being read in the congregation, most probably yung mga Jews in their congregation were nodding in agreement. Amen. Tama yan. But Paul takes a turn sa chapter 2. Kasi pagdating sa chapter 2, we have seen last week that Paul addressed the Jews. Okay? Na hindi sila exempted sa judgment ng Panginoon. Sila din ay guilty of idolatry, of self-worship, and moralists. Sila yung mga religious moralists and self-righteous. At ang dahilan kung bakit sila hindi pa na nadja-judge ng Panginoon, it's because of God's patience. And God is being kind to them that they would repent from their sins and receive yung offered salvation na binibigay ng Panginoon Hesus Kristo. And then, so verse 5, we also seen last week that Jesus gave the Jews a warning na kung itutuloy nila na magmatigas sa Panginoon at tatanggihan ang kaligtasan na ino-offer niya, they are storing up wrath on the day of judgment. Tonight, Paul will talk about the day of judgment. This part will provide warning and an encouragement. Warning sa mga Jews and Gentiles na nagmamatigas, nagpinatitigas ang kanilang puso, rejecting the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it provides also encouragement sa mga Jews and Gentiles na kung saan who are following Jesus. God will judge us on the basis of how we lived our lives, and His judgment leads towards eternal consequences. God will judge us on the basis of how we lived our lives, and His judgment leads towards eternal consequences. I normally structure yung aking headings ayon sa pagkakasunod-sunod po ng mga verses. Pero this time, I have outlined our passage starting sa verse at saka yung last verse, and then we'll work our way towards the middle or sa loob. I did this dahil sa pagkaka-arrange ni Paul ng sequence ng kanyang thoughts. Okay? Kung mapapansin ninyo, if you've in your Bible studies this week, you would see that Paul repeats his ideas in reverse order. Parang may nakaharap sa salamin sa salamin. So, ang tawag po sa structure na yan ay chiasm. Number one, the certainty of God's judgment, verse 6 and 11. And number two, the criterion of God's judgment, verse 7 to 10. Number one, the certainty of God's judgment, verse 6. He will render to each one according to his works. God will render or reward all peoples according to what they have done o kung paano nila pinamuhay ang kanilang buhay. Ito po'y common na theme ng teaching ng Old Testament. Nabanggit din po yan sa Psalm 62, Proverbs 24, Isaiah 3, at saka Jeremiah 17. At marami pang iba. Kung mapapansin po ninyo, ang nakalagay po dyan, He will, ang pagkakasabi niya. Ibig sabihin, may katiyakan na magaganap itong tinatawag na Day of Judgment. Tiyak po ito. It's just a matter of time that we will come face to face with this holy judge. And this time, there will be no more hiding. There will be no more running away from God. May mga ilang characters sa Bible who tried hiding, who tried running away from God. Kagaya ho ni Adam and Eve, our first parents. When they deliberately disobeyed God, His command, ito ang ginawa niya. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. Then the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. They think they can hide from God sa mga bushes. Jonah, when God commanded him to go to Nineveh and start preaching a message of repentance. Anong ginawa ng prophet Nineveh? Ito ang ginawa niya. Jonah, chapter 1, verse 3. Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish, which is yung opposite direction ng Nineveh. And there's more examples, but Psalm 139, verse 8 tells us, "If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there." Hindi po natin kayang takbuhan, takasan, o taguan ang Panginoon. Hindi lamang tiyak ang kaganapan ng Day of Judgment, it will also happen in a day. Isang araw lang po mangyayari ito. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, "The day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolve, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed." Acts chapter 17, verse 30 hanggang 31. "The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now He commands all people everywhere to repent, because He has fixed a day on which He will judge the world in righteousness." Minarkahan na ng Diyos sa kalendaryo po niya kung kailan ang Day of Judgment. At hindi niya po sinabi sa atin para hindi natin mamarkahan sa kalendaryo natin ang Day of Judgment. Kasi dapat po mga kapatid sa Panginoon at mga kaibigan, araw-araw natin minamarkahan sa kalendaryo natin ang Day of Judgment. Kasi hindi natin alam. And it should affect how we live. Dahil sa Day of Judgment, kasama ka. Kasama ako. Kasama tayong lahat. Yun po yung sinabi ng verse 6. Tingnan po natin. He will render to each one according to his works. So lahat nandoon. Lahat po tayo nandoon. And God will judge us individually. Hindi ito yung parang mga, lima-lima, o sampu-sampu. O ikaw, hindi ho ganun, isa-isa. Sa harap ng sangkatauhan. Sa harap lahat ng mga anghel. Sa lahat ng mga Old and New Testament saints. Now, this is somehow a hint sa mga Jews na naririnig o nababasa itong letter ni Paul na walang favorites sa Panginoon. Lahat. Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 to 32. When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne. Before Him will be gathered all the nations. And He will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. Romans 14:10-12. For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God, so then each of us will give an account for himself to God. Revelation 20, verse 12. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to what they have done. John 5, 28 to 29. An hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear His voice and come out, those who have done good to the resurrection of life and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. Nung bata pa kaming magkakapatid, madalas kaming magkuntsabahan kapag sa mga karebeldehan po namin. Lalo na kapag wala yung tatay namin, pumasok sa trabaho, o kaya naman ay nasa biyahe sa ibang lugar. Ang usapan naming magkakapatid ay walang sumbungan. Kapag may nagawang mali, o kaya pag nag-away, gagalit ang daddy ko pag nag-away kami. At yun nga ang ginagawa namin magkakapatid. Minsan may laglagan na nangyayari, no? Nagsusumbungan. May time na may ginawa kaming karebeldehan magkakapatid, at nag-away kami. For some, nung pagdating ng father ko, for some unknown reason, nalaman ng tatay namin yung ginawa namin. Hindi namin alam, wala naman nagsumbong. That's what we thought. Okay? So, ang ginawa ng tatay ko, lahat kami ay pinagalitan. Lahat kami ay didisiplinahin. Wala hong takas lahat. Okay? Dahil ang father ko ay disciplinarian tsaka militaristic ang character. Noong time po na yon, there was no escape. Lahat pinagalitan, lahat papaluin. We tried every emotional manipulation that a child could bring to his father. Hindi na po namin gagawin. Last na po yon. Pag hindi pa rin, siya ang may kasalanan talaga. Nanisi na, no? Promise, hinding-hindi na. Even there was a time na isa sa mga kapatid ko, hindi umuwi. Tinakbuhan ang disiplina ng tatay ko. Friends, if you are here tonight and you are running away from God, running away from His will, and are hiding from God, so to speak, there will come a fateful day that all of us can no longer run or hide from God. That day is marked on God's calendar. Whether you like it or not, He will call for you. He will call for me. Kasi meron kang appointment sa Kanya. This special appointment you will not miss, nor will you be late. Kasi He will call for you. He will call for me. This involves lahat tayo. Every man, every woman, every elderly, young people, children, people from different times and places, rich or poor, famous or hindi famous, it will happen. We will be facing that great appointment, facing the great judge. And His eyes will be staring at your eyes. And His eyes, as Revelation says, is like fire that looks deep into your soul. At hindi ka makakatakbo. You will feel naked in front of God because He sees your past, your present, and He knows you inside out. Wala kang matatakbuhan, wala kang matatakbuhang magulang, wala kang matatakbuhan na tulong na politika, walang pera ang sasalba sa'yo. This judge cannot be bribed. And we will be judged according to how we lived our lives. At kung ano man ipapataw sa atin ng holy judge na ito, it will be judged, just, it will be fair. Kasi yun ang sinabi sa verse 11. For God shows no partiality. Again, isang hint para sa mga Jews who feels a sense of entitlement na hindi sila huhusgahan ng Panginoon. Paul mentioned this probably to hint them, okay? Because they feel na hindi sila i-judge, yung mga Gentiles lang. God is saying, all will be judged. The day of judgment ay ang araw na kung saan ang righteous judgment ng Diyos will be revealed. Lahat nandoon, lahat nakakarinig, lahat nakakakita. It will be a day of either great celebration or a day of great devastation. A day that you will be honored or a day that you will be humiliated. A day that you will experience God's favor, or experience God's fury. On that day, no one will doubt God's judgment kung ikaw man ay nakatanggap ng blessing o nakatanggap ng kaparusahan. Pastor, ano ba ang basihan ng judgment ng Panginoon? What's the basis? That's number two and last. The criterion of God's judgment. Criterion, ito po ang singular form ng salitang criteria. I think I mentioned that kasi mas familiar tayo sa criteria, or at least some of us. Okay, so ang criterion ng Panginoon or ang judgment ng Panginoon, isa lang ang basis, works. Isa lang. Kasi isa lang ang kanyang basihan. Kung papansinin natin, medyo simple at straightforward yung ating passage ngayong gabi na ito. Madaling sabayan ang structure. So verse 6, ang sinasabi po niya, God will repay everyone according to their works or how they live their lives. Tapos sa ang succeeding verses naman, verses 7 to 10, he explains ang gaganapan na binanggit sa verse 6. Verses 7 at 10 ay sinasabing God will reward. At ang verse 8 and 9 naman, evil will be punished. Ganun lang ho kasimple. Tapos ang verse 11 naman ay ang dahilan kung bakit God judges by works. Because He is fair. So, kailangan natin unawain na ang dalawang grupo na may dalawang grupo na ina-address si Apostle Paul. Isang redeemed group or Christians at isang unredeemed group or yung non-Christian believers and non-believers. So, in this verse, unahin po natin yung verses 7 at saka 10 na kung saan ina-address niya rito yung mga hindi mananampalataya. Okay? Let's read verse 7 and 10. Ito yung mga mananampalataya. To those who by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, He will give life. Verse 10, but glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good, the Jew first and also the Greek. So verse 6, nabanggit na God will render or reward everyone for their good works. Darating po ang panahon na yon. At ano naman yung reward na ito? Ang reward po na dito na nabanggit is eternal life. Teka muna. Ang sinasabi ba, Pastor, ni Paul dito na maliligtas tayo sa kaparusahan ng ating kasalanan ayon sa mga ginagawa nating kabutihan. Yung ba yun? Kailangan gumawa ko ng maraming kabutihan para maligtas sa judgment ng Panginoon? Yung ba yung sinasabi dito? Parang yun eh. Short answer, no. Hindi. Kailangan natin balikan ng Romans 1:17 para maunawaan ang posisyon ni Paul dito. Romans 1:17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. Ang sinasabi ni Paul, ang righteousness ng tao ay hindi galing sa kanyang sarili. Wala siyang kabutihan na kayang gawin in order to earn God's demands for righteousness, which is perfect righteousness. Yun yung demands ng Panginoon, which something that all of us cannot provide. That's why righteousness of man is made available through faith in Jesus Christ alone, apart from good works. Christ's sinless living and perfect sacrifice on the cross was sufficient enough for our sins, and God raising Jesus from the dead proves that His wrath was satisfied, the sacrifice was accepted. At kung sino man ang magsisisi sa kanyang kasalanan and put their faith in Christ's finished work on the cross will be forgiven. Christ's righteousness will be imputed sa anyone who will put their faith in Jesus. So on the day of judgment, God sees Christ's righteousness in us. Yun po nangyayari dito. So what do we make out of verse 7? Ang question niyo siguro. Well, siguro to answer this, Jesus will answer us in Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. Sabi ni Jesus, you will recognize them by their fruits. Jesus used an imagery dito taken from everyday common life. Since marami pong magsasaka or farmer noong time na yon, He used a farming language to explain yung point niya dito. He says na ang basis of a good and healthy tree is not checking the roots. It's not tasting the leaf. It's not cracking open the yung bark or yung mismong ano niya, puno. You will know if the tree is good or healthy by testing the fruit. Kung maganda ang kanyang bunga. In a similar way, we do not have the ability to see someone's hearts or souls. Para i-check natin kung itong tao na ito ay right before God. What we do is we test the fruit in this person's life. We test him by the works of his life, how he lives or she lives her life. We are not called to be judgmental. Nabanggit na po natin yun last week. But we are called to be fruit watchers. Even here sa Crossroads, we are called to be fruit watchers. We evaluate if there are evidences of grace sa buhay ng isang kapatiran who claims to be a follower of Jesus. According kay Walbard, a person's habitual conduct, whether good or evil, reveals the condition of his heart. So it's clear that it is not by works tayo naliligtas. It is by grace. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. Not as a result of works, malinaw to, so that no one may boast. But look at this, verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. I don't think Paul and Jesus are contradicting theology dito. We are saved by grace and not by our works. But we are judged by our works because our works should reveal evidences of God's grace in our lives. To put it simply, we are not saved by doing good works, but we do good works because we are saved. It is the good works that show God's work of salvation in our lives. Friends, If you claim to be a follower of Jesus, are your friends, family members, colleagues, neighbors seeing evidences of grace in your life, in the way you treat them, in the way you make decisions, in the way you see lost souls, in the way you speak to them? Are they seeing fruit? Ano bang itsura ng isang tao na may saving grace sa buhay? Yun ang tanong, Pastor. Well, Paul gives verses 7 and 10 para ipaliwanag ito. They are people who are persistent in doing good works, selflessly seeking honor, glory, and immortality. Probably, nung binasa nyo ito, napakayabang naman pala yung parang mga Kristiyano. Yan ba yun? Hindi po. Hindi po yun yung ibig sabihin na ito. Hindi po moralism ang tinasabi ni Paul dito. There are people who are so attracted to the glory of God. They are beholding His beauty, beholding His majesty and His grandeur. They are so attracted sa Panginoon. Why are they so attracted sa Panginoon bilang mananampalataya? Ano ba ang glory ng Panginoon na binabanggit dito? 2 Corinthians, Paul addresses this, chapter 4, verse 4 at 6. The gospel of the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The glory of God is Jesus Christ. In short, these are the people who are persistently living a lifestyle of godliness because they long for that day that they will become like Jesus. Become like Jesus na hindi na nagkakasala. Become like Jesus na kung saan na hindi na sila gumagawa ng mali sa ibang tao. Na kung saan hindi na sila corrupted. They are people who are not seeking their own glory, but the glory of Christ, and they have fixed their eyes on eternal things and not of the things of this world. Yun yung sinasabi dito. A person who is heaven-bound desire these things. They want these things. They're so amazed and mesmerized sa kagandahan ng Panginoon. Because one day we will become like Christ. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. For now we still sin. For now we still hurt others because of our sins. But we fight sin. Not alone, but as a community. There will come a day na matatapos na yung fighting of sin. Because we will be perfected. Glorified state. We will be like Jesus. Friends, does this mark our desires ngayong gabi? Does this mark our lives? Romans chapter 2, verse 8 to 9. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. There will be tribulation and distress for every human being who does evil, the Jew first and also the Greek. In these verses, Paul addresses the second group, which is yung mga hindi mananampalataya. On that day of judgment, God will judge them. Dahil ang mga non-believers, what bang ginagawa nila throughout the passage, they've been rejecting the kindness of God. And so they will face the judgment of God. These are the self-seeking. They seek their own glory and not of God's. Ito ang mga madalas magsinungaling at namumuhay ng kasinungalingan. Mapagkunwari. Manggagamit ng ibang tao para lamang i-elevate ang sarili or to just get something out from them. Imagine isang self-seeking na businessman. Si self-seeking businessman, wala siyang inisip kung hindi ang kanyang business at kung paano to palaguin. If wala kang kinalaman sa kanyang negosyo, o siya walang mapapala sa iyo, he will not invest his time on you. Diyan ka na lang sa tabi. Ayan si self-seeking businessman. He doesn't care about you. You are nothing to that person. That is selfish ambition. That is self-seeking glory. Friends, are you reminded of someone na katulad ng attitude ng self-seeking businessman? Are you being friendly or kind to others because you only needed something from them? Are you being friendly or kind because you needed their help at work? Or you needed help sa inyong homework? Are you being friendly and kind because they provide you material things? They provide you convenience. They provide you comfort. They provide you security, protection. They provide you money. That's why you're kind and helpful and caring. Are you kind and caring to them because you want to use them to reach your goals and aspirations in life? At kapag hindi mo na sila kailangan, wala lang sila sa'yo. Friends, be warned. Friends, is that how you are treating your colleagues? Is that how you're treating your classmates? Is that how you're treating your friends? Is that how you're treating your parents? Is that how you're treating your spouse? Is that how you're treating your brothers and sisters at crossroads? At kapag hindi mo na sila napapakinabangan, you become cold and distant and or worse, push them aside if they get into your way. Those who are self-seeking will be judged. Pero hindi lang naman ito ang dahilan for God's judgment. Tingnan niyo po yung verse 9. Everyone who does evil and practice wrongdoing, you will be judged. God demands complete or full obedience, hindi lang po partial obedience. Pastor, nagawa ko yung lahat ng 8 commandments, 2 na lang, kahit siyam, 9.5 yan. Ang sabi ni James sa chapter 2, verse 10, for whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become guilty of it all. Friends, here's the truth. Disobedience marks our lives. Lahat tayo ay lawbreakers. Lahat tayo fail to keep God's commands. We do not seek the glory of God. We seek our own glory. It's all about our fame. It's all about my family. It's all about my career. It's all about my money. It's all about my relationships. It's all about my happiness. It's all about my goals and dreams. It's all about my fame, my glory. And God calls that idolatry. On the day of judgment, God will test our works and even the motives of our hearts, hindi lang yung gawa, kundi yung motibo ng puso natin. Sabi sa Jeremiah chapter 17, 9 and 10, akong saan binasa ni Brother James Brillantes kanina, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind to give you every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. Friends, if this is true sa atin, we are all in trouble sa day of judgment. We will face God's wrath, his fury. There will be tribulation, distress for all eternity. If you think masakit ang katawan mo ngayon because sa mga karamdaman natin, guess what? In hell, It's for eternity, even worse. Ang tawag po dyan ay hell. Ang tawag sa eternal life kanina is heaven. Pastor, saan ang hope natin? Sa verse 8, ang hope natin. Verse 8 commands us to obey the truth. I was not sure sa definition ng truth na to. So I started consulting sa mga kilalang theologians natin in our time. Si Tom Schreiner. And ang sabi niya rito, ang salitang truth dito refers to the gospel truth of Jesus Christ. Kasi ginamit din ni Paul ang word na truth to mean the gospel sa similar context kagaya ng 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 10. Ito ang sabi niya, and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. What truth can save? The gospel of Jesus Christ saves. Jesus saves. He is saying that if anyone who rejects the gospel of Jesus Christ rejects God, and in the judgment day, God will reject them. So, verse 8 is another way of saying to believe this truth is to believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ano ba ang gospel ni Jesus Christ? Well, here's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Son of God who lived a selfless life. He seek only the things that glorify God. It was evident in His living and it was embodied in His dying on the cross. On the cross, God the Father judged Him because on the cross He bore our sin and shame. He died and was buried. And on the third day has risen from the grave. Anyone, Jews, or Greeks, Filipinos or Indians, Americans or Pakistanis, will be saved if they call upon the name of the Lord, if they repent from their sins and trust Jesus' finished work on the cross. There will be forgiveness. There will be eternal life. There will be heaven. Imagine may isang lalaki na pinakasalan niya ang isang babae kasi sabi niya iniibig niya ito. At nung pinakasalan niya ito, napansin ng babae, hindi umuwi sa bahay ang lalaki. Pero tuwing nagkikita sila, lagi niyang sinasabi na mahal kita. Ina-express niya through words. Pero hindi naman nauwi sa bahay. Pero hindi naman sila nagsasama. Hindi niya nararamdaman pag nagkakasalubong lang. Kailangan kita, mahal kita. Pero hindi naman tayo magkasama, sabi ng babae. Anong klaseng mag-asawa yun? Mga kaibigan, that's what it looks like if we claim that we say we are a follower of Jesus and we say we love Jesus, pero walang pagbabago sa buhay natin. It's questionable. The fruit is questionable. Why? Because there are no evidences of grace. One day, ang ating works or the way we live our lives are will be judged. Ang ating works or the way we live our lives are not the basis of our relationship with Jesus. Our works or the way we live shows that we really love Jesus. Friends, is there an indication in your life that you have a relationship? Let me back up. Is there an indication in your life that you have a love relationship with Jesus? Are you still seeking self-glory? Who is the king in your life? What's beauty about sa kayasam na ito? Paul says the blessing, judgment, God is fair. It's one way of saying probably to those who are following Jesus faithfully, maybe Paul is saying, do not fear the judgment day. For some of us, we should be excited. We should be longing for that because it is a day of celebration. But to those who continue to reject Jesus and does not evident fruit, it's a day that should be dreaded. Why? Because God will judge us on the basis of how we lived our lives. And His judgment leads towards eternal consequences. Eternal bliss with God or eternal judgment with God. Let's pray. Father, thank You that You are a fair, just judge. You are consistent. You are holy. And thank You, Father, though we deserve death and to be judged for eternity, You did not treat us as our sins deserve. This is grace. This is Your kindness to us. We pray as You continue to extend patience to those who are rejecting You, would You cause them to repent? Would You allow them to see the sinfulness of their sins and the sinfulness of their righteousness so they would cry out to You, Jesus is Lord. For those suffering saints today who are pursuing in holiness, we pray, Father, that we would be encouraged tonight, that knowing na may hangganan ito, that one day it will be all joy and happiness and satisfaction as we join You, Jesus, seeing You face to face. In Christ's name we pray, Amen.